Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And you've heard us reporting it all morning. The president will award 16 Presidential Medals of Freedom today to people like the late Jack Kemp, Sidney Poitier, the actor, and Stephen Hawking, the scientist, Sandra Day O'Connor, former Supreme Court Justice. You can find the entire list on our website if you like. But we've asked one of the recipients to join us for a few moments, Ambassador Nancy Goodman-Brinker, founder of Susan G. Komen for the Cure, the largest breast cancer organization in the world. Ambassador, you are one of the 16 recipients. First of all, congratulations and good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, John. Good morning, Celeste. Thanks so much for having me.
Give me a sense of how the impact of your organization really dovetails with the core values of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, without being too immodest.
Well, let me say this. I think whenever you lead a mission such as this, and this has been ongoing for 30 years, you begin to feel, you watch the benchmarks, you watch the things that happen, you watch whether you're making progress, you watch your outcomes, and you plan carefully, you're very strategic. And so this is a wonderful, how shall I say it, embrace from our country for work people believe and we hold very sacred, this public trust, that we're doing the job we said we were going to do. And indeed we are. We're going to eradicate breast cancer.
Well,
all over the world.
As you say, and I can hear it in your voice, it's something you feel very, very proud of. But based on what you also said there, I can't imagine it's the thing you're most proud of in terms of the impact of your organizations and others in the fight against breast cancer. What would that be?
Well, you also have to understand this is extremely personal to me. This is the 30th year of my sister's death. I also am a breast cancer survivor, and so every day I celebrate my life that I'm allowed to live this long to do this, and look carefully and watch the people I love in this organization and celebrate their lives and sometimes have to honor their deaths. And it's a very personal mission for me. So every day I try to work very, very hard, never ask anybody else to do what I won't do. And we just go at it all the time. And I am thrilled that we have so many people around the world, millions of people now who support us and understand what we're doing. So this is a very celebratory day for us. It's also a charge to more action.
Well, is this basically a nod from the president saying, great job, Nancy? Or does this in some way help the mission of your organization?
I think both, and I think it is a nod. And I commend this president because this is really one of the first times a patient advocate and a patient advocacy organization has been so celebrated. And this is an important trait in our society now. It's an important movement and an important activity that in many other countries people have yet to undertake. In a way, it's very American and born out of our leadership in the world. So I'm very proud to carry this medal for all of the above.
So remind me of what you said a moment ago, Ambassador Nancy Goodman-Brinker. You live your life never doing anything you couldn't do yourself?
No, I don't live my life never doing in this organization what I would never not doing what I'd ask someone else to do.
So does that mean you're not going
to
let
do everything that don't ever ask anybody to do what you're not prepared to do?
So does that mean you're not going to let the president pin that medal on you?
No. I mean,
all right.
Unless she pins one on him.
Ambassador Nancy Goodman-Brinker, founder of Susan G. Komen for the Cure, one of the Presidential Medal of Freedom recipients.